You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Not actually with Alice this week, and I feel like we've been saying not actually with Alice for quite a few weeks, but it's for good reason. Alice has just had a baby, so massive congrats to Alice and to Jamie. Lots of aroha to those guys from us, but we are not alone on Stage Direction this morning. We've got a very special guest on the line. Kia ora, Jodie Rimmer, how are you today?
I'm really well. Thank you, Rachel. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to chat with you about the world premiere of Nicola Cheeseman Is Back, which is a fantastic show happening at the Herald Theatre at the Aotea Centre, kicking off from tomorrow, in fact. How are you feeling about it?
Well, Rachel, I'm just trying to stay very calm.
Nice. Yes.
Well, from a point of, when I'm calm, anything can happen and it's great. But when I start to get, like, you know, slightly manic, then it's a different story. But no, I feel really good at the moment. Everything's coming together. It's always a mad dash at the end. We've got a dress rehearsal and a preview tonight. But yeah, it's just a pleasure to bring this work to life. Catherine Burnett has really done a great job. I haven't seen or read a play like this, I don't think ever before, from Aotearoa anyway. And it's a story of a woman in her early 50s who's basically going, what the heck's happened to my life? You know, she used to be in a punk band, she used to have it all going on, and then life happened and she's sort of forgotten herself. She's at the bottom of the list. So the story is really about her kind of finding her voice again and finding herself, really. And it's chaotic along the way, but yeah, it's pretty funny as well.
It is quite, I think it's one of those shows that already, that's such a relatable concept, I'm sure, to a lot of people. Not just women, but there'll be a lot of women who feel that, you know, in their bones a wee bit. What was it that attracted you to the story first and foremost?
Yeah, well, when I first read it, I was kind of horrified because it really sort of triggered me. And, you know, she's talking about things that are really personal and parts of her body that she doesn't like. I was like, how could I possibly play this role? It's so exposing. But that's kind of the joy of the character. She is really real and honest, and it's kind of freeing in a way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a bit of that. And I've always wanted to do a solo show. It's a solo show. And then once I started, I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I said yes. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I haven't been challenged in ages. I feel like I've been sitting on the sidelines. And finally the coach has put me on the field, and
nice.
It's massive. But, you know, I'm just trying to relish it before it's all over.
It is a pretty massive thing to be carrying a one-person show, because you know, it really does rest totally on your shoulders. How do you kind of manage the pressure of something like that? How have you sort of, I guess, approached tackling a role like this?
Yeah, well, meditation, really. I make sure I meditate as much as I can, because it just brings me into kind of a calm state.
Mm.
Also, there's something thrilling about being on stage. You know, once we moved into the theatre, I was like, yeah, this is, like, I know this. This is in my bones. I've been doing this for 100 years. So, you know, a combination of that. I've got a good director, Paul Giddens, who's helping guide me. So, and the writing, it's just all there. So, yeah, just trying to ride that pressure, kind of like an A&E situation when you don't know what's going to happen next. That's how it feels sometimes. But, yeah, I'm just going with it.
It sounds like, you know, she's quite a remarkable character to be playing, very much like a lived-in person that you sort of get to embody. What have you found, like, maybe the most surprising or interesting about connecting with you know, Nicola as a kind of central part of this show?
Yeah, well, I mean, she's got so many vulnerabilities that she's, you know, she's tried to ignore and push down. And the fact that she is actually a punk rocker at heart, but she's forgotten that, and she's been sort of pulled off course. It's kind of relatable for a lot of us, and especially me as well. You know, it's very, very easy to get sidetracked from your original dream. And, you know, maybe that doesn't have to be an international dream, but, you know, you can still live out your dreams even if they're not on a big stage, you know. And so, yeah, that's been kind of interesting for me. And also just all of the mental stuff that goes on, particularly for women in their early 50s. There's a whole, you know, we've sort of turned invisible from about the age of 45, and that's been generous. It's really, it's everything's harder than it was when you were 30.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, there's a lot of questions about society that, that you know, could fall on that. But, hey, we just work it out. And also, that's the time of our lives when we really require and lean into our female friendships, I reckon. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there that I wasn't expecting necessarily, but it's actually been quite a joyous experience.
It seems like a joyous show. It feels like it's got a lot of kind of catharsis built into it and some really kind of wonderful moments for people to feel as an audience as well. Who would you recommend comes to this show? Who's your ideal audience member for this, Jodie?
Well, anyone who's had a dream and it hasn't maybe ended up being, you know, what you thought it was going to be. Also, definitely for women, I think it's super relatable. But, yeah, it's got quite a broad appeal. Anyone who's had a dream. I'm also, my character deals with a really aging parents, and also she's got teenagers at home, so she's sandwiched between both of those worlds. So a lot of us are starting to deal with that situation as well. So, yeah, come along. And we've got some original punk music as well by the band Stud Farm, which basically are a dad punk band.
Amazing.
From Tamaki, and the music is incredible. So, yeah, there's that as well.
Fantastic. So it's kicking off properly tomorrow night, which is really exciting. And how long is the run for, Jodie?
It's till July 7th.
Yeah, July 7th. Nice. So there's lots of time to go and see it, but get in there early and check it out at the Herald Theatre at the Aotea Centre. Nicola Cheeseman is back. Jodie Rimmer, so nice to chat with you. Break your
leg. Hey, Rachel, thank you, and lovely to talk with you before you go on to your next chapter.
Thank you.
Thank you for your beautiful mahi, and all the best to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I'll see you in the theatre really soon. Cheers.
Awesome. Cheers.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.